everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And later in the show, we're going to be looking ahead to this weekend's matches. 100% all of them will be on, no doubt at all. We'll be joined by Matt Carruthers, football writer from the northeast of England. He'll be joining us later for a fixture preview. We're also going to be catching up this week with the managers at Gainsborough Trinity, Bamber Bridge and Warrington Rylands. But before all of that, let's welcome back a dear old friend to the show. It's a big welcome back to social media officer, James Hayes. Hello, James. Welcome back. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Now, I did make a little joke there about this weekend's matches. We do pre-record the show. Do check the status of your matches for Saturday via the league website and the league social media channels. And James will give you those links later in the show. But it is chucking it down at the moment. But fingers crossed, these matches will be on. But we're going to start the show this week with a big congratulations, aren't we, James? A big congratulations to Macclesfield. A 2-0 win at Hampton and Richmond Borough last Saturday in the fifth round of the FA Trophy. Fensham and Heathcote scoring those goals around the hour mark to see Macclesfield through. What an achievement. I mean, there was question marks whether the game was going to be on. To make that trip, to score two goals and to concede none against a team in a higher division and to progress through to the next round of the FA Trophy is brilliant. So congratulations to Macclesfield.
Indeed, so quarterfinalists again after their former guys. Travelling down to London, great result there, and becoming giant killers in this year's FA Trophy. In fact, I think it's the third or fourth National League side they've knocked out now.
Just going back to the list of games, I mean, we obviously heard from Alex Bruce last week, and we will hear from Alex Bruce again ahead of that quarterfinal tie. But they've beaten Hales Owen in this trophy run. They've beaten Alfreton Town. They've beaten Curzon Ashton. They've beaten Dorking Wanderers. And now they've beaten Hampton and Richmond Borough. I mean, it's been a very, very impressive FA Trophy run, and a big congratulations. And just to say, the quarterfinal tie will be a home game, and it will be against either Bishop's Dartford or Colville Town. And mentioning the weather, they tried to play that game last night, didn't they, James? And we've got another Warsaw Wood situation, it looks like.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, down in London where it always rains all of a sudden.
That's right. Yeah. Take that, Southerners.
I mean, a good clash of the northern side of how the league is played off. Because Bishop Stortford of the National League North, of all places, and then Colville, as we know, at the same time. I mean, if Colville do win that tie, I think it's going to be the tougher of the two asks there for Macclesfield, purely because it's the last two step three sides left in the competition. We know what Colville can do. Obviously, they've just released Adam Stevens, who we know from the Northern Premier League as well, as a manager. So it'd be interesting to see that one if it comes through. But again, I think Macclesfield will want Bishop Stortford pure for the fact it's another National League side.
Yeah, so Bishop Stortford currently bottom of the table in the National League North. Colville Town, who obviously formerly of this parish in the Southern Central and in mid-table at the moment. But before all of that talk about quarterfinal ties, just a congratulations again to Macclesfield. And we will cover off more about the FA Trophy in the lead up to that game in a few weeks' time. But let's go to the results from last weekend with regards to the league. And we did have a couple of postponements last week, but not as many as I think people were expecting. And we'll kick things off talking about Radcliffe. Radcliffe, probably game of the day away at Worksop Town. That finished 1-1, both goals coming in the opening half an hour or so. Worksop Town, 1 point ahead of Macclesfield, who obviously didn't play in the league on Saturday, in fifth position. Radcliffe, 12 points clear up at the top of the table. No longer got games in hand, but just to finish things off with Radcliffe. In fact, I'll come back to Radcliffe because we need to talk about the Atherton Collieries game on Tuesday night, and I feel that deserves its own talking point. But for Worksop Town, it's a home point against the league leaders. That's a good result, isn't it, for Craig Parry's side?
Yeah, especially for the second half as well, because Worksop were generally the better team. You could see that, obviously, they caught Radcliffe on the ropes a little bit. Obviously, they've still got a game in hand against the teams above them in the playoff positions at the moment too. Yeah. Radcliffe, obviously, 27 games without a draw and then two in a row.
Yeah, and just to go back to Radcliffe, I touched upon it moments ago, the 2-2 draw with Atherton Colles. This was a thrilling game, wasn't it? Atherton Colles 2-0 up with 5 minutes left to play. Jordan Hume getting a goal back in the 88th minute, and then Brad Jackson scoring in the, what's that, 100th minute of the game. So 10 minutes of added time there for Brad Jackson to score the equaliser. What a game of football that was. I mean, Atherton Coles will be gutted they didn't pick up the win. Bit of a scare, though, for Radcliffe. Two draws. And as I mentioned, that's given them that 12-point lead up at the top of the league.
Yeah, so in terms of Atherton Coles, obviously the aggression they've been showing the last couple of weeks as well in the home games, obviously the 4-3 result against Morpeth Town. You can see how they're developing and how they're getting back into that little bit of a fight down the bottom end of the table too. Radcliffe are 12 points ahead because look at the number of late goals they've been scoring this season. That's the difference between, obviously, Radcliffe have now played all but everyone in the top six except for Marine, who would have played on Saturday. So that's a big advantage there in that sort of sense. But out of the last six games, two draws and a defeat, can't afford to drop too many points, particularly with Marine coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a big game this weekend in the league. And obviously, we'll have that fixture preview with Matt Carruthers later. But let's go to the team in second. That's Warrington Rylands. And a great win, this one. A 1-0 home win against Matlock Town. And they scored late on in that game, Warrington Rylands, to pick up those 3 points. And they were starting to just... They had hit a little bump in the road, Rylands. That does steady things. And with results going the way they did at the weekend, that sees them back up to second again.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Marine had the bye week for this weekend gone, so that coming towards the 80th minute, they were looking at the results and thinking, hang on, we come away from this weekend with a great result without kicking a football. But yeah, a great team goal there for the build-up there for Benjamin Hoff to win the game towards the end as well. Home form starting to improve a little bit. Obviously, we'll ignore the Bradford Park Avenue result a few weeks ago. But yeah, another team coming in late on to secure points or get wins like at the death at the same time. So again, coming into the running, that could be a big advantage for Warrington Rylands.
Yes, well, let's hear now from the Warrington Rylands manager. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Clegg. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on that victory on Saturday. A 1-0 win over Matlock Town and back into second position. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was good. I wasn't even there Saturday, though, to be honest. I ended up having a little bit of a mad morning, so everything's cool now. So yeah, I found myself in hospital most of Saturday, one at family members, like. But no, all's good now anyway. Just a little bit of a shock, but all on the mend. So, but obviously, I've watched the game back and Sports Wanty and Lou since it, and you know, I think I've looked at all the stats and everything. I think we had 22 shots on goal. I think they've had two. So I think they were pretty lucky to get off with a 1-0 win, to be honest, from the game that I watched after it. So we needed that, I think, as well, other than the Bradford game and the Atherton Coles game just pre-Christmas. We've been really good for a couple of months, but just kind of had moments in games where we've let teams get back into it. I think the week just before the Bradford game away at Basford, we were 2-0 up and we were cruising. It probably could have been 3 or 4, and we come away with a 2-2 draw, which really hurts us. And them draws have cost us, because really we could have been clear in second, and now we've made a right scrap of it. So we're going to have to roll our sleeves up, unfortunately.
Well, sorry, Michael, for what you had to endure on
no,
Saturday.
No, don't worry, mate. Honestly, it's just a little car accident within the family on Saturday morning. And so obviously by the time I've got the phone call and gone to it and then got onto hospital, but listen, obviously everything's fine and on the mend, so no, we're all happy.
And good news as well with regards to the league position, because like you say, it was you did this little bump in the road, you were still getting points and that kind of thing, but it was getting a bit awfully close, wasn't it? Because it suddenly started bunching up again around that playoff line, and now you're giving yourself, you know, a 6-point buffer all of a sudden. Admittedly, there's teams with games in hand behind you, but that old adage, you'd rather have the points on the board, wouldn't you? So it's a good spot you find yourselves in now as we head towards the running good in proper. I mean, what have you got, 11 games left now?
11 cup finals, yeah. And listen, we're way above where we thought we'd be. I think, obviously, we started at Rylands this time last year, and in the 46 games we've been in charge, we've accumulated just over 80 points, which would tell you kind of we've already done it over a season, but it's just they've been split in half. And now we need to continue that. Listen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We should be in a better position than we are. We've let ourselves down over the last few weeks. But then if you'd have asked me, would we be second going like in the middle of February at the start of the season, I'd absolutely snap your hand off for it. So, yeah, it's a tough one because, you know, we know how hard we've got to work to win every game. We know how much respect we've got to give to opponents. We know how much we need to work, and that we're one of a lot of very good sides in the league. So we have no divine right to win games, but when you look at us a bit deeper, we've drew two games against Atherton Coles. We've drew two games against Basford. We've got beat off our only game off Bradford Park Avenue. And then we drew away at Gainsborough. So you think that we could be talking about a very different story. So there's a lot of lads in that changing room are thinking, is it going to be an opportunity missed this year of actually pushing for that league when you look at them scores? But then that at the same time, when you turn that on its head, it just proves how difficult this league is. You know, we go to Radcliffe, we win 3-1 over Christmas and then get 1-1 at home to Atherton Coles the next game. And you can't take anything lightly. With us, we need our fittest, strongest team available to compete. That's what we need. And that, and when I say team, I mean 16 lads. So then when you look over the last few weeks, we've lost our top goal scorer. We've lost Matty Regan, who played like every minute of every game of the last 25. He's been unbelievable. Ben Hardcastle tore his groin. He's played every minute of every game. And then we lost Owen. He went back to Alton, then went to Stafford. Mo had had a couple of knocks. You know, Sam Edgerton's been in and out with injury. So that's kind of all come at once for us. So are we in the best place we could possibly be? No, but we're still really tough to beat. Yeah. I think we've still lost 2 in 22 games. So that'll tell you a lot about the group. But we were never a group who got carried away with it anyway, because we knew our limitations. We know what we're good at. We know where we have our faults. And we just keep plugging away. The good thing for us is just no pressure from anywhere for us to do anything, so other than within the changing room. So we are very much still going to games thinking, you know, let's go and enjoy ourselves today. Let's see where we go. And then the type of group it is, they think Saturday's an absolute cup final away at FC United, because they're giving them all the respect in the world, because that's the type of humble group they are. But then when you look, it's us who's actually second, and we're 20 points ahead of them. But then when you look at our lads and how they're gearing up for training tonight, you'd think FC United were second and 20 points ahead of us, because they're like, look, Saturday's going to be tough. You know, we need to get in the face. We can't let them play. And that's all driven from within the dressing room. And that's why I'm just so proud of them, because they just take each game as it comes. They're still going to most games thinking they're the underdog. It's crazy, really, as a group. But no, we've got some great players. And yeah, it's just been a tough month. For a team who's normally so consistent and so predictable, but we still was very hard to stop, even though we was. It's been a little bit of change, a little bit of different shapes, people playing in different positions, but they've handled it really well. It's just not been a smooth 4 weeks like we used to, that's all.
And going back to, obviously, FC United this weekend, I said to you earlier, I don't like interviewing managers ahead of FC United games, just that kind of thing. But, you know, looking a bit further on as well, I mean, you've got games against teams in the lower half of the table. FC United, Gainsborough, Bradford Park Avenue, Bamber Bridge. On paper, you know, league-wise, you'd expect Warrington Rangers to win these games. But you've already mentioned the record against the teams in the lower half. So it is going to be a tricky set of games as we're towards mid-match.
100%, and the thing is, we've not done well against them teams. They're not the games that worry me. They're not the games that worry me at all. The big games, it's the games against the teams down at the bottom, and we've got to find a different way to do that. And we thought we had. You know, Stafford come, we absolutely steamrolled and beat them 7-2, and then we tried that same kind of approach against Atherton Coles the week after. And listening, that Coles game, we were 1-0 up, we were cruising. We've absolutely gifted them a goal in the 80th minute. It's awful from us. But so we've found a way of getting round that. But at the same time, them type now are absolutely fighting for their lives. So it's tough. It is really, really tough. And you take each game as they come, because in this league, if you get too far of yourself, you get your fingers burnt. And that's not what we're planning to do. It's just, for now, it's all about FC United Saturday for us.
And obviously one game at a time, like you mentioned there. But, you know, the second part of the running, you've got Hyde, you've got Marine, you've got Geisler, you've got Worksop. It's going to be epic, all this, isn't it? It's going to be tough. Plenty of ups and downs, but certainly plenty to look forward to at Rylands. And you're in a good spot.
We are, mate. We're in a good spot. We're in a good place. We've got a couple more signings coming in before Saturday's game. We added Duffs into the squad last week because we thought he could kind of not replace Reeves positionally, obviously, because they're two different positions, but we needed another older head in there. So we've done that. And then this week we've recruited two really good young promising players, but good enough to go straight into that 11 and improve it. So we're not going to stand still. We can't, but we don't want our hands forced into diving into the transfer market for players that are just not us, which I might have probably done when I was at Ashton. And we've got a process here. We want lads who are coming in who are hungry, who've probably played a bit below and want to still get higher, who come with that raw hunger to do well and not a sense of entitlement like some lads do. So the recruitment plan stayed the same, and that has been difficult because as well as we've got 11 cup finals to go, I've got a 2-year contract here and I've got to be looking a little bit further afield and people who fit us, who fit our budget, because, you know, as everyone knows, this season we've not got the money that Ryland's had at the start of last year. We're running a very tight ship this year, and that's why we've been up there. We've not really been able to strengthen as much as we probably could have. We've kind of stuck with who's got us there, and that's going to be the way for us right until the finish line.
And last question, Michael. Obviously, I think we covered this in the last interview because we're approaching your year anniversary. That's now passed, so congratulations and many happy returns on the year in charge at Warrington Rylands. But just a final question, how much are you looking forward to this running and what's possible at the club for the remainder of the season now?
Other than, obviously, at Atherton Coles, it was all I was used to being up there in pressure games where every game matters. Come back end of the season, they're the games I love, the games I thrive off. At Ashton, kind of that didn't happen. We were like down there and then safe early doors, and kind of the season's just petered out. But for me, I'm really looking forward to it. I think in the NPL, you're picking your wits against some very good managers, some very good players. I think crowds are just massive at the moment when you go see your Hyde, your FCs, your Macclesfield, your Radcliffe's, your Worksops, all of them, you know, with big attendances. So for us, it's what it's all about. Listen, we're in the mix. We've got to enjoy it. We've got to try and get over the line now and get in that playoffs, because we've made a commitment to each other that we're going to do all we can to do that. And if little old Rylands can get in that playoffs in the second year at NPL level, I think we can ruffle anyone's feathers. But we've got to get there first, and we're up against some big, big teams in Worksop, you know, your Macs, your Marines, your Hydes, your Geisleys. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but it's going to be a real tough scrap. But listen, they've all got to play each other. We just got to look after ourselves and keep getting 3 points. We've drawn far too many games. And again, Saturday is a very, very tough game because, you know, when have Warrington Rylands ever been favourites going to FC United? They're two completely different clubs. And that's how people will be looking at it. But we think if we're at it on Saturday, we think FC will really struggle to contain what we've got. But at the same time, we take our foot off the pedal. I was at the Marine game, and although they got beat 3-0, I thought they were very good for the 65 minutes till they went one down. So it's just a tough game with loads of respect for everyone. But with what we've got in our four walls, we know we can hurt anyone as well.
Well, Michael Clegg, manager of Warrington Rylands, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the upcoming matches and best of luck for the running. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Warrington Rylands, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Warrington Rylands in second, now 1 point ahead of Marine and 1 point ahead of Hyde United. Hyde United with a 0-0 draw over Basford on Saturday. Basford, incidentally, are now 4 points ahead of Bradford Park Avenue and 4 points ahead of that relegation zone. Handy point that for Basford against a team who have been on fire in recent weeks. That's a good result for the Nottinghamshire side.
Great day pair for Basford United, but you look at the last couple of weeks, well, where they've been getting the results at the same time. A win against Marine, a win against Stafford, who seem down the bottom of the table, draw against Warrington Rylands a few weeks ago. So that's what's keeping them, they're giving that little bit of a gap towards that relegation fight at the moment.
Yeah, well, Basford United now have got, they're into the home straight. They've got 10 games left of the season. They're 8 points behind Gainsborough Trinity. We'll be hearing from Gainsborough in a second or two. But Gainsborough and FC United, they've got games in hand over Basford. Just to touch upon Bradford Park Avenue, because they're 4 points behind Basford United in the relegation places. Obviously, Atherton Coles, they did pick up a point on Tuesday against Radcliffe, which keeps them not too far away from Basford. They're 5 points behind Basford. But Bradford Park Avenue is back-to-back wins for the West Yorkshire side. The latest coming at Workington, 2-0 to Bradford Park Avenue. That's a great result for Danny Whittaker's side, isn't it?
Yeah, and not only that, it's two wins on the road. I think most of the points have come on the travels this campaign. But yeah, they've got the game in hand at the moment. I think Bradford Park Avenue have got to play Basford in the next few weeks. Sorry, they've got Basford towards the end of the season. So get that bit more of a momentum going. That relegation fight could become a lot more interesting in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think Basford this weekend have got Gainsborough Trinity, haven't they? And that will be an interesting game. That takes us to our next guest, actually. Gainsborough Trinity with a 1-0 win over Atherton Coles on Saturday. And given, you know, Gainsborough have always been there, haven't they? Above everything. Way above in many ways with regards to the points tally, but not with regards to league position. And we obviously heard from Dave Chadwick last week that that was a game that Atherton Coles would have been earmarking for, right, let's try and get Gainsborough Trinity involved in the relegation battle. And Gainsborough won the game by 1-0. Well, let's say the mood now at the North Home, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Gainsborough Trinity manager. Here's Russ Wilcox. Well, Russ, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations. A 1-0 win away at Atherton Coles, given how Coles have performed recently and what was riding on that game. A 1-0 win away from home is brilliant. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Very tough. Like you just said, that they're in good form, scoring lots of goals as well. So, absolutely delighted with a clean sheet. The pitch was borderline playable, so it was a really challenging game for the players from both sides. Very heavy, the pitch, but to be fair to both sets of players, they conduct themselves really well, and we managed to edge it, so it's a huge 3 points for us.
And just how huge is it as well? Because we've been saying it for a while now that the likes of yourselves and FC United and Matlock and Bamber Bridge been in a pack of mid-table sides, but still kind of looking a bit over your shoulder. It's quite a way away, but you never know in this league. So there was quite a bit riding on it because teams like Atherton Coles have been improving recently.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you should always be looking over your shoulder as well. I think it's important to never take your foot off the gas and think you're comfortable, because I've been in the game long enough now to know it can kick you where it hurts. So it was a tough day. I think the mentality of the group was fantastic on the day, because like you say, you turn up, it's not the greatest ground in the world. It certainly wasn't the greatest pitch in the world. So the application, you know, from our lads was first class.
And Russ, obviously as well, I mean, a 1-0 victory and just getting the job done, and Declan Howe scoring, who's been very good, I have to say, this season. I mean, how good was his performance?
Yeah, he's been excellent. That's his 11th goal this season. So, you know, if you take those away, then we are in trouble. So he's been a key cog for us this year. It's not just his goals as well. His work ethic and his work for the team is fabulous. He's good around the dressing room. You know, it's been a really good signing. Hopefully he can get a few more, you know, before the end of the season.
And obviously now 12 points above the relegation places. You've still got games in hand as well. So do you see this now as kicking on for the running? Because the pressure's still kind of there, but it may be it's time now to look towards, you know, that finishing line and ending the season well, maybe.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like I say, the good thing is, we, you know, in the last five games, we've had three victories. You know, we beat Worksop at home with a clean sheet. We beat Guiseley away with a clean sheet, and obviously Atherton as well with a clean sheet. So, fingers crossed, you never know in this game. We're looking a little bit more solid without the ball. We're only a couple of points, 2 or 3 points from mid-table. So, although you've always got to have half an eye over your shoulder, we are looking upwards, and you know, we're hoping it's going to be a good end to the season, because I think if you end the season well and recruit well in the summer, you never know for next season. It always finishes the season anyway on a positive when you push up that table.
And just to go back a couple of weeks, just to the turn of the year and those fantastic results against Worksop and Guiseley, I mean, that does point towards an ability in the team. I suppose it's just about consistency, isn't it, really, as we head towards the back end of the season?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's all about consistency and not rocket science. The teams that are consistent at the top of the league and the teams that are not are sort of mid-table and down the bottom end. To pull those two results out, I thought, tells me a lot about the group, a lot of positive things about the group, because December, let's be honest, was an awful month for us. And then you're looking at the fixture list and you're going Worksop at home and then Guiseley away, two teams that are going to be pushing certainly for a playoff position. So to produce those two results gave me great hope, you know, moving forward with this group.
Now, there is a team 8 points behind you, though, in the league table at the moment, a Basford United, and they're a lot closer to that relegation line than you are. So I think we teed this up a couple of weeks ago, just how important, you know, these games are for Gainsborough Trinity. You passed that first test with Atherton Coles. What's your thoughts on Basford this weekend?
Yeah, we certainly need to play a lot better than we did down there. They beat us 3-0 comfortably, 3-0 at half-time. That was my second game in charge. We didn't turn up that day, so we've got to make sure we show Basford that we've improved as a team, improved as individuals since the last time we played them. Every game's difficult in this league. I've found that's my first season in this league, but the quality of some of the teams is excellent. You never know what you're going to get. You know, if you play a team from the top, you look at Radcliffe's score the other night against Atherton. You know, Atherton 2-0 up with 88 minutes on the clock, you know, away at Radcliffe, the runaway leaders, so I think that just tells you everything about the league. On any given day, anybody can beat anybody. So we have to respect every team that we play against, which we do. And again, Basford, huge respect for them, what they're trying to do. But on the day is another six-pointer. You know, you can't hide away from that. It's a six-pointer. You know, we beat them, and then we can talk about maybe being okay. If we don't and they turn us over, then, you know, we're sort of back to square one again, and we're fighting for our lives.
And it's weird, isn't it, looking at a league table, because you're 17th, but you're actually only 3 points behind 12th place Morpeth. So if we throw in the midweek game coming up as well, away at Matlock, you know, if you get 6 points out of this, it is literally heading towards the sunset, isn't it? And that end of the season you want.
Yeah, without a doubt. If we can take 6 points from these next two, then you do start looking up. You do start looking the right way and looking at the teams who you can maybe catch, you know, in 10th, 11th. If you don't, you know, you're looking over your shoulder. So it's a big few days for us, a big couple of games for us. The squad's in good form. The mentality's really good that showed last week. If we can do that for the next two games and pick up 3, maybe 4 points, stroke 6 points, yeah, it'll be a fantastic return.
And for you, Russ, as well, I mean, obviously we've had this festive period and we're now into February. And like we said, I mean, the league table, when you take the positioning out of it, you're not too far away from dead mid-table. And that's a big improvement from the start of the season. And how are you enjoying things as the manager at the North Home as we head towards, you know, this back end of the season now with you in charge?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's challenging. It's been a challenging sort of season for the club, not just for myself and the players. You know, change of chairmanship, players leaving in the summer after they just got in the playoffs, so the recruitment was difficult. It was sort of a rebuild, which surprised me to a degree when you've had a successful season, but that's the way it was. Difficult start for Bish, and then obviously I come in, and it's still challenging now. You know, we're not quite where we want to be. But we're in a lot better place than we was. So, you know, that's a positive. I want to do better. You know, I want to be at the top end of the table, challenging. But that's going to take time. It's going to be another rebuild, you know, in the summer. Hopefully some of the lads will stay. Hopefully we'll have a good core there for next season. But we need to add to that. We need some quality players in to make us better for next season.
And obviously, we've already spoken about Basford United and Matlock Town coming up, but you've got Warrington Rylands, you've got home and away against Whitby. You finished the season off with Radcliffe at home, and you know you've got Bradford Park Avenue away coming up as well at the back end of April. But a good result at the weekend. We've seen some good results as well against the likes of Guiseley and Worksop Town at the turn of the year. So plenty to look forward to as we head towards the back end of the season, hopefully, for yourselves.
Yeah, certainly hope so. Like I say, there's still a long way to go, isn't there? People say the back end of the season, but still 13 games. You know, it's nearly probably a third of the season left to play. So, you know, you've got to make sure that you keep that foot right on the gas, keep working hard. I think that's always been my message. You know, hard work gets rewarded. And that was the case last week at Atherton. We have to keep producing that now for the next 13. And if we do, you know, we should be fine. We should be ready for a rebuild in the summer to add to the group. And hopefully, you know, a lot of positivity moving forward.
Well, Russ Wilcox, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
Gainsborough Trinity manager Russ Wilcox there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So that's around the relegation line and that side of things. Big game this weekend between Gainsborough and Basford United. And we'll be hearing from Mark Carruthers shortly with a fixture preview. But back towards the playoff line, and we've covered all the teams in the top five, the top six, if you include Macclesfield, who are in FA Trophy action. What about the teams just outside? And that takes us to Ashton United against Guiseley. This finished 1-1 at Hurst Cross, a result which keeps Ashton United to within 6 points of Worksop Town. Guiseley still remain 2 points behind Worksop.
Yeah, so with both sides there, obviously, they've both got the game in hand left with Worksop Town at the moment too. I mean, yeah, Guiseley are still within a win of making that top. Obviously, a win puts them into the playoff positions themselves. But for Ashton United, I think they'll be a little more disappointed with the fact, again, just opportunity to catch up on Macclesfield a little bit. But that said, at the same time, they've got Mac in a rearranged game in a few weeks' time. So that could potentially be the deciding factor there.
Yes, and well, just to mention, with all these draws that's happened with teams in and around the playoff positions this past week, it's important to highlight the next result as being a really important one. Ilkeston Town 2, Lancaster City 3. We obviously had Chris Wilcock on the show last week, and Lancaster City are now, it looks like they're on the march, James. They're just 3 points outside the playoffs all of a sudden and really put themselves in contention.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, save the one heavy defeat they've had in the last couple of weeks, Lancaster are a non-form team at this moment. The only side with a better record at the moment are Hyde, Marine and Ilkeston. Charlie Bailey, again, another player who's coming on form at the right time, two fantastic goals, and obviously in the third in the goal of the month award for this month. Similar to Radcliffe a few weeks ago, as we said before, where teams are starting to draw, get defeats, Lancaster are capitalising on that. So yeah, 3 wins on the bounce, and again, you look at the next coming fixtures, they've got work international base for the next 3 games, the Ashton game in particular. 9 points out of that, they're right in that playoff race.
They've just been stringing the results together, haven't they? It started with Andy Teague and Simon Grand, and it's carried on with Chris Wilcock, and here they are knocking on the door of that playoff line all of a sudden. So very good result there away at Ilkeston on Saturday. And one last result from this past week, and a good result this. Bamber Bridge, a 3-1 win over Morpeth Town, and from 12th down to 17th, Morpeth Town in 12th, Gainsborough Trinity in 17th, just 3 points separating those teams. Morpeth, Bamber Bridge, Matlock, Workington, FC and Gainsborough. I think we can definitely describe that group of teams there as the mid-table pack. It's not much separating them all, is there? But a good result for Bamber Bridge. And let's hear now from the manager at Iron Gate. It's a big welcome back to the show to Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And a fantastic victory on Saturday and away win at Morpeth Town. How was your afternoon?
Hi, mate. Yeah, it was. We played really well, to be honest with you. Yeah, we got up there and we had 2 injuries before the game had even started. So we only had 2 fit subs. And then we couldn't wear our socks because they clashed with us. We had to wear their away blue socks, which didn't look great. And I just thought they scored after about 45 seconds. So I thought it's going to be one of them days, you know, which everything just goes wrong for you. But I just knew playing on a pitch like that would suit us. And we got ourselves back in it comfortably and could have scored maybe 2 or 3 more in the first half. They had a few good half chances, but overall, I thought we massively deserved it.
And an important 3 points as well. I mean, you have to go back to the 1st of January for the last time Bamber Bridge got a point. But between that game against Workington and the Morpeth result, you've had to play Geyser, Marine, Radcliffe and Macclesfield. That's an horrendous run of fixtures, to say the least. I mean, how's this period of time been for yourselves at Bamber Bridge?
Yeah, it's been hard. Like you say, we've had some really tough games, back-to-back games. And the Marine game, the worst that I've ever seen us play that. Probably my worst result as a manager. It was embarrassing. Take nothing away from them, they were strong that day. And then the game after that, I think, was Radcliffe. And we did all right, to be fair. They beat us 5-1, but it probably wasn't a 5-1. We got back in it at 2-1 and missed a really good chance, and it could have changed the game. But like I say, they're top of the league for a reason. They're really strong. And then the Macclesfield game, we got beat 2-1, and we should have been 3-1 up after an hour. And it was just the little things that I'm not going for us. But apart from the Marine game, performance-wise, I thought we were good. I thought we were really good. But you can be as good as you want, but and if you lose the game, it doesn't really matter, does it? But yeah, and we got back to winning ways on Saturday. So it's been a tough period, but they're good lads. They're honest lads, and they'll keep going and keep trying to play.
And obviously going to Morpeth, I mean, that's no gimme. Their home performances this season have been pretty strong. So that should give you a bit of a springboard into the next set of games, I'm imagining, a result like that away at Morpeth.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. We should have a bit of confidence from that result and performance. But our performances have been good overall the season. Obviously, the amount of draws we've had this season have killed us. But overall, we've performed quite well considering it's a brand new squad put together. We've done all right, and we're not in a great position in the league. We should be higher, but if you look at it and be really realistic about it, we're probably where we should be regarding budgets and things like that. But yeah, it's just we had a bad period, but we're over that now, and hopefully we can kick on from it.
And obviously, with that result, he sees you tied with Morpeth Town firmly in mid-table land. I mean, there's not much separating Morpeth in 12th down to Gainsborough in 17th. But there was obviously, we mentioned that spell of games you've had, and we had Ross Wilcox on the show earlier, and was speaking to him about Gainsborough, and positional-wise, you're close to that relegation line, but points-wise, nowhere near it. But that result on Saturday, I think just kind of alleviates any concerns that you might have had, distant concerns about that relegation line, and you can look ahead now.
Yeah, definitely, but to be honest with you, mate, I've never really thought about the relegation. I haven't. I've always been thinking about, can we get near them playoffs and sneak in them? Obviously, that's unrealistic now. I don't think we can get there because
is that unrealistic? Because what is it? 13 points. I mean, stranger things have happened in the closest stages.
Yeah, I get you. Because listen, Blackpool, yeah, a few years when they got into the Premier League, I think they won the last 10 games, and they sneaked into the playoffs and went up. So it'd be a big ask. But could we do it? Maybe. You just don't know. But I just think it'd be a tough ask with the size of our squad.
And looking ahead, though, to this weekend, we should say we're pre-recording this interview with Jamie on Friday, and there's a pitch inspection scheduled for Saturday morning. So if you're listening to this show on Saturday morning, you're going to know a lot more than me and Jamie know. But Atherton Colls this weekend, I mean, what's your thoughts on this one? Because Chaddy's, his team's pulled out some good results recently.
Yeah, he's done well, Chaddy. He has done well because I know he's lost a few key players, and He brought lads in and he's got them winning, and they had a great result during the week. I think they were 2-0 up against Radcliffe. So, listen, it's not going to be an easy game. We can't go into it and think they're below us and we should win comfortably, because it doesn't work like that. If we think like that, then we're going to come unstuck.
And on Tuesday night as well, you've got a quarter final in the Lancashire Cup against Lancaster City. So, I mean, there's that side of things as well. There's potential for silverware with this season still. So, what's your thoughts on that game on Tuesday?
Yeah, I've said that to the lads. I want to get as far as we can in that trophy, and it'll be a tough game. It's always a good game against Lancaster. It's always quite a feisty one, really. And with us nicking it in the last minute in the league game, do we want them to get one over on us? But yeah, we're going to be going out to win it and try and get through to the next round and hopefully get through to the final.
And that will give you that sense of momentum that we were speaking about earlier. And obviously, when you know you've got Atherton this weekend, Lancaster in the Lancashire Cup, and then we're into the running good in proper. There's no constant run of teams in the playoffs like you've had to put up with in this early part of 2024. It's a mixed bag of fixtures, isn't it? Like Worksop, Ilkeston, Macclesfield, Warrington Rowlands. Now I've just read that set of games out there. That is a run of tricky games, isn't it?
Yeah, cheers for reminding
Sorry,
us about that.
I do apologise.
Yeah. Regarding that relegation, I think we could get dragged in now. but no, yeah, it's like I say, every game's tough. It doesn't matter whether you're playing top of the league or bottom of the league. There's no easy games, and that's just the way this league's been since I've been in it, really. And it's a testament to the level, really. But yeah, there's some tough games, but we'll go into it with the same attitude and try and attack teams.
And what are you looking for in this closing stage of the season? Because obviously you've mentioned it already about the tricky start to the season, having to rebuild the squad and that side of things. I suppose, you know, we've mentioned you never know what might happen in the closing stages with regards to that playoff line. But you want a strong finish, don't you, and a bit of a springboard heading into next season, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be honest with you. I've got one eye on next season and trying to build for next season, really. So, yeah, we just need to try and, like you say, is win as many games as we can and build that squad up for next year and have a real push for it.
And one last question for you, Jamie, as well. I mean, just about this next set of games, how much are you looking forward to? Obviously, the Lancashire Trophy is on the agenda, plus a strong end to the campaign. How much are you looking forward to this challenge and what's possible at Bamber Bridge? Because, like we said, you never know. I mean, I've seen it before. You've seen it before with teams with a late charge. How much are you looking forward to this challenge at Iron Gate?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still really enjoying it. And every game I love, like, picking the brains and trying to beat teams tactically and things like that. So it's really enjoying it. And there's, like you say, there's no reason why we can't go and challenge. But the main thing for us is we just need to try and get as far as we can in that Lancashire Cup and have a strong end to the season and then build from there, really, and add players to it and have a real good goal next year.
Well, Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamber Bridge, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck with the pitch inspection on Saturday. Yeah. Fingers crossed the game's on, and best of luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben. Cheers, mate.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And James, that's all the results from Saturday. Just to look ahead to this weekend, obviously there is weather outside, so please do check social media channels before setting off to your game. How can people do that?
Yeah, so on Twitter it's Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube and Threads, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thank you.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And we're talking the Saturday, the 17th of February, all the matches this weekend. Fingers crossed, we'll be on. But just a reminder, we do pre-record the show. This bit of the show is pre-recorded on Thursday. So do check social media before setting off to your game. But fingers crossed, all these matches will be on. And therefore, to discuss all of the matches this weekend in the league, it's a big welcome back to the show to football writer from the northeast of England, it's Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. Welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, really good. Really good. Looking forward to what will hopefully, fingers crossed, be a full weekend of action.
Yeah, and we've got to jump straight in because I support another team, but I'm excited about this fixture. Radcliffe against Marine. Obviously, Marine are sitting in third. Radcliffe, top of the table. The points tally is massive at this time. It's 13 points, the gap between Marine and Radcliffe. But this is going to be a great game of football. And for Marine, they've got a five-point buffer to Macclesfield just outside the playoffs. So it's all to play for both teams this weekend.
Yeah, huge game, isn't it? Just a brilliant game. Radcliffe, I think I saw Anthony Johnson put out on Twitter the other week that they just scored the 100th goal of the season, which is just phenomenal given that we are now only in mid-February and there's still, 2 months of the season left. It's a funny one because I know, and I've heard it said from certain grounds that, you know, it's all about budget and they've got a good budget there, but it's one thing having that budget. It's another thing putting together a cohesive team and, you know, bringing in loads of new lads who have got to, you know, gel and play in the style of football that Anthony Johnson and Bernard Morley want. They've done that brilliantly because we've seen many teams with budgets in this league haven't quite hit the height that I think they were expected to. But Radcliffe haven't had that issue. I think they've been brilliant this season. I saw them at Morpeth earlier in the season and I think by their own admission, they weren't brilliant that night, but they scrapped the win and in the end deserved the win, to be fair. Marine, I think I might have tipped them at the start of the season to be in around the playoffs and I fully expect them to get in there. I think the recruitment's been phenomenal. I think they've got a really good squad, but I do think Radcliffe will maybe just have a bit too much for them.
And for Radcliffe, obviously, when we spoke to Jono throughout this season, the big talk was Radcliffe, no draws. Two draws this past week, so they're keeping the points tally ticking over. But that's a big game this weekend at Stainton Park. Radcliffe against Marine. Warrington Rylands, the team currently sitting in second. Marine, incidentally, if results go a certain way, can go second with a draw. Warrington Rylands are sitting in second position at the moment on 53 points, 1 point ahead of Marine. This weekend, they travel to FC United, and FC United, 13 points above the relegation places and 15 points outside the playoff places. For Warrington Rylands, this is an important game, isn't it, really, with Marine and Hyde United just a point behind them in the league table in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think big credit to Rylands for bouncing back from that home defeat against against Bradford Park Avenue. I don't think anyone saw that one coming, but to get that home win against Matlock Town on Saturday, no matter how it came out, late winner, I should say. Just getting those points in the bag's huge, and I think it's at the stage now in the season where we are starting to get towards, horrible cliche, but the business end of the season. So any points you can pick up, no matter how they come about, are just huge, and I think that's what you're seeing here. It's probably a good game for Rylands. FC United, obviously, as you say, they're not really going to get sucked into relegation. Probably too far distant of the playoffs to make a push for that at the moment. So, you know, maybe start to turn their own attention towards next season and rebuilding and trying to do something a bit better than what they have this year. So I think Rylands might go there and nick something.
Saturday, the 27th of January, Stafford Rangers took on Ilkeston Town, and Ilkeston Town won that game. But that was the last time Stafford Rangers played a league game, and therefore it's time to sound an alarm and alert Stafford Rangers supporters that Stafford Rangers will be back in action this weekend, and it's a vitally important time of the season now for the club. They travel to Hyde United. Hyde United just 1 point behind Warrington Rylands, on the same number of points as Marine. They're 4 points ahead of Worksop and 5 points inside the playoffs. Important game for both clubs. Stafford Rangers need to follow the lead of Atherton Coles and Bradford Park Avenue, who've started to get some points recently.
Well, it's strange because, like you say, obviously Stafford haven't played for, what, three weeks now, is it? And you look at it and you think, well, they're going to have loads of games in hand on teams around them now, but they haven't really, apart from Basford. I think they've got two on Basford. Everyone else are sort of there or thereabouts in 28. But yeah, far from an easy game to come back to. Hyde, you'd imagine, will be in the playoffs. Just don't concede goals to the Hyde at the moment. They're in a good defensive run as well. So it's going to be an interesting one. But I think I just can't see past Hyde. I think they'll just have far too much for Stafford. And it's always that concern when you haven't played for a few weeks of how long it's going to take players to get back into the routine of, yes, it's one thing training, it's another thing doing it on match day when there's additional pressure. But you look at the quality in that Hyde squad, you know, the Jack Redshaws and Lewis Alessandros and people like that, and it's going to be, I think just a bit too much for Stafford. I think Hyde will take the points there.
We've seen it recently, though, haven't we, with Bradford Park Avenue taking points off Rylands and Atherton Coles taking points midweek. This is, like we said about the business end of the season, this is where we do get some random results and form does go out the window a little bit.
I mean, I had this conversation with Daniel Moore, the Hebden Town manager, about the East Division, and it's very similar there where you look at it, and that's the kind of division where that happens as well, where when you get this stage of the season, the teams that are in around the relegation zone all of a sudden will just pull out results from nowhere. I mean, you mentioned in midweek with, I think Connery's going to Ratcliffe and getting that 2-2 drawn. Let's be honest, it could have very well been all 3 points, given how late the equaliser came. But it is going to be that sort of league, I think, this year, where you can't really take anything for granted and just assume that a team's going to win just because one's in the playoffs and one's sat just in and around the bottom four. So, yeah, there's a lot of warning signs, I think, going up from managers between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, and I might as well stick with the teams down towards the bottom end of the table. And Bradford Park Avenue, they're taking on Ashton United this weekend. Bradford Park Avenue, they've got themselves in an interesting position. They're 4 points behind Basford and safety. Bradford Park Avenue do have a game in hand. And this is another game, isn't it, where Bradford Park Avenue picking up a very good win at Workington. Not many teams go to Borough Park and pick up 3 points. That follows on an away victory at Warrington Rylands, as I said. So Bradford Park Avenue, all of a sudden, they've got a bit of momentum, and Basford taking on Gainsborough Trinity this weekend as well. It's an interesting weekend for around that relegation line.
I think we always say it, don't we, when we get at this stage of the season, that momentum's massive, and you kind of get the feeling that something's starting to build at Bradford Park Avenue. I mean, yes, that game in hand's going to be huge, but you just look and think those two wins, you know, going to Rylands, going to work, and how many people would have predicted 6 points there, exactly what we've just been talking about, isn't it, really? Results coming from nowhere. But again, I look at the work that's been put into that Bradford Park Avenue squad and the players that have come in. You know, there's been a lot of changes there, and maybe that's just helped freshen things up and given sort of fresh emphasis. So really interesting game, this one, and a big chance for Bradford Park Avenue to continue building.
Yeah, Basford United, obviously, travelling to Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough, decent at the North Home. Gainsborough have got an eight-point gap between themselves and Basford and do have three games in hand. I mean, for Basford, they've got 10 games left, haven't they, really? And this is where we go down to that old adage of would you rather have points on the board or games in hand? The way Bradford Park Avenue are playing, you'd rather have both, essentially. So this is an important game for Basford. They can close that gap to Gainsborough and get themselves back to where they were a couple of weeks ago with a bit of a buffer between themselves and the relegation places.
Well, I would argue it's a must win for Basford. Otherwise, you are looking at probably 3 from 4, really, if not. They can sort of drag Gainsborough back into it. But even then, it would be a stretch, I think. It's going to take some run of form, given Gainsborough have got 3 games in hand on them as well. So, yeah, it does feel almost must win for Basford here.
And just sticking with that relegation line, Atherton Coles this weekend, they'll be travelling to Bamber Bridge, and Atherton Coles will be so frustrated with that midweek game, you know, conceded so late on to snatch the win away from them. But they too, like Bradford Park Avenue, I get the sense that they've got a bit of momentum behind them, and they're taking on Bamber Bridge, who got themselves into mid-table last Saturday and are a bit more comfortable. But I suppose there's another old adage, isn't there? I'm filled with old adages today about if you've got nothing to play for, that makes you more dangerous. So, yeah, interesting game for Atherton Coles.
Well, that's funny because I kind of went the other way, didn't I, really? I'm going to say a team sort of sat clear of relegation and not only the chance of the playoffs, might be looking elsewhere. And I do think in this league this season, that is very much about, you know, who turns up on the day, who's the better side in game-by-game basis. And this is a really interesting one. I mean, I think Coles have definitely improved in recent weeks. I think that's pretty safe to say that, given what they did in midweek. Obviously, had that good win against Morpeth a couple of weeks ago as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
As much as they seem to try to throw it away. But, yeah, it's an interesting one. There is a little bit of momentum building again at Atherton, but every game is just huge for them now. And I think this one's no different. Yes, Bamber Bridge aren't going to get relegated. They're probably not going to affect the playoffs. So, you know, you'd be wanting Atherton to go there and really take the initiative and try and get another win to just keep a little bit of momentum going.
Yes, well, that's around the relegation line at this moment in time. Let's go back up towards the playoff line. And we mentioned Hyde United Marine and Warrington Rylands. They're in the 50s at the moment with regards to points tallies. Worksop Town in fifth on 48 points, 4 points behind Hyde United and Marine, 1 point ahead of Macclesfield. Macclesfield do have a game in hand thanks to their FA Trophy exploits last weekend. This weekend, Worksop will be travelling to Matlock Town. Matlock Town on 34 points, comfortably in mid-table land. Whilst Macclesfield have a very tough game against Ilkeston Town, a very tricky game, that one. Come back to that one in a second. But firstly, Worksop Town's trip to Matlock Town, just over the border in Derbyshire.
Yeah, not too far to travel, is it? Yeah, Worksop, I mean, I've seen them a couple of times this season, saw them last season quite a bit when they strolled the East Division. And I'm quite surprised they haven't done a little bit better this season and really pushed towards sort of the top two, three. But there's so much quality in that squad. You're thinking if they do get in the playoffs, they're going to be a real threat for anyone in there. And, you know, the amount of goals that they score, the amount of goal-scoring threats that they've got, the experience in that squad. But you're right to say this is a huge test at Matlock. It's never an easy place to go, is it? So, yeah, this could be a real test for Worksop. But I wouldn't be shocked if they go then got a draw.
And just to cover off Macclesfield will obviously be buzzing after last week's result in the FA Trophy through to the quarterfinals. They're 1 point outside the playoffs, as I said, and do have a game in hand over Worksop Town. 2 games in hand over Hyde and Marine and Warrington Rylands. Macclesfield taking on Ilkeston Town on Saturday. Ilkeston Town suffering a defeat against Lancaster. But before that defeat, were on a decent run. They're 8 points outside the playoffs. With games, obviously, we're approaching the last 10 games of the season or so. Every point matters. I mean, this is a really important game for Ilkeston and Macclesfield.
Yeah, I mean, from Macclesfield's point of view, I think I kind of saw it last season with Gateshead, where, you know, a lot of people talk about the FA Trophy and what it can be and what it can't be. But I look at it as if, you know, it's a big boost. It was a big boost for Gateshead, where the season was maybe going nowhere, although even threat of relegation, and then all of a sudden they went on this trophy run that kind of spilled over in the league, and the confidence grows and they just keep going and going and going and momentum builds. And I think you've probably seen that a little bit from Macclesfield. Obviously, we've seen more big name signings have come in with Bowen Dixon going there. So it's really interesting what's going on there. Another team with a decent budget, I think we can say. And it's all about living up to those expectations. This is a tough game, though, against Ilkeston. But I think Macclesfield may just have a little bit too much for them.
And that takes us then to Guiseley against Morpeth Town. Guiseley, 2 points outside the playoffs. Like Macclesfield, they've only played 27 games, so it gives them a game in hand over Worksop and 2 games in hand over Hyde, Marine and Warrington Rylands. Decent result last week against Ashton United away from home, following on from that very, very good result against Radcliffe. Guiseley very much in the playoff race, taking on Morpeth Town this weekend, who are in 12th position on 35 points, part of that mid-table pack I mentioned earlier with James. You know, there's only 3 points separating 12th down to Gainsborough 17th. It's awfully close in mid-table. But for Guiseley, they're looking at that playoff line and they're thinking to themselves, if results go a certain way at the weekend, they could find themselves in fifth.
Yeah, I think I saw an interview in the non-league paper last weekend when Andy Welsh, the Guiseley manager, was saying there's no reason why they can't get in the playoffs. I mean, he's gone in there in October and, you know, made changes. The changes that he's made worked. There's been a bit of momentum building. Things haven't always gone in their way, but they have got a bit of momentum building going into this game. I saw Morpeth last weekend against Bamber Bridge and they went ahead after 2 minutes with a really well-worked goal. And you sat there thinking, right, come on, let's build on this and, you know, see if you can go and get a win, because they haven't been in the greatest form and they certainly didn't match the standards of set in the opening few minutes of the game. Got beat 3-1 against what I thought was a very, very good Bamber Bridge side, who really impressed for the vast majority of the game. I just can't see past the Guiseley win here. I think the momentum is with them. They'll be confident. And they're playing against a Morpeth side that are just conceding far too many goals at the moment. And that's something that's going to have to be looked into. I know they've had defensive injuries at the Hope and players will return this weekend. But I just think that the momentum being with Guiseley is huge and I think they'll get the win.
And speaking of momentum, that takes us to our last game. And I think we could safely say now that Lancaster City are making moves, are on manoeuvres. I think it's safe to say that, isn't it? Lancaster City taking on Workington this weekend, and Lancaster are in brilliant form. 3 straight wins in the league. They've got themselves to within 3 points of the playoffs now. And all of a sudden, I think people in and around the playoffs are looking at Lancaster and going, yeah, they're contenders.
I think what they need credit, obviously, that win against Macclesfield, which feels like it was ages ago now, but then they obviously got beat against Hyde and Radcliffe. And you could have thought maybe they'd lose a bit of confidence from that, but to bounce back with 3 wins against Bradford Park Avenue, Matlock and Ilkeston, it's not the easiest to turn around after a couple of wins, but they've done it fantastically well. Very good side that I think, yeah, you're right, you know, the teams in the playoffs will be looking, thinking that there's something really is building with Lancaster. It's a really tough game for them on Saturday as well. I think, you know, Working will want to bounce back, so it could be a big challenge. But I think being at home, you know, with the support behind them, I think Lancaster will get a win there.
And there's 2 matches on Tuesday night as well. Ashton United, they'll be taking on Macclesfield. That's a very important game, isn't it? And Matlock Town taking on Gainsborough Trinity. And depending on what happens between Basford and Gainsborough, that could be your classic mid-table encounter, or it could be, you know, Gainsborough need a win to get themselves back with a bit of a buffer between themselves and Basford United. But those are the games on Tuesday night. In case you're wondering, this is Whitby Town's weekend off. They would have been playing Mask this weekend. So their games in hand are starting to really tick up, aren't they, really? I was looking at it before. Obviously, the game last weekend, no fault of their own due to the weather, was postponed against FC United, but they'll still be on 25 games played heading into next weekend's matches. So that'll be an interesting one just to see where they are, because I think they're not out of the playoff race just yet either with those games in hand. But Matt Carruthers, job well done. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's show. Just before you go, just a quick plug for your work and just a mention for where you're off to this weekend.
Yeah, big weekend in the North East, the National League North. I'm at South Shields, who are trying to get in the playoffs, obviously reigning Northern Premier League champions. I've had a good little run of form under Elliot Dickman, their new interim manager. I'm not sure I can call him new. He's been there nearly 2 months, so... Yeah, they played Darlington, who are trying to avoid coming back into the Northern Premier League, sat in the bottom four at the moment. So a big North East derby at the First Cloud Arena. So looking forward to that. But yeah, I could find my work online at Mark Carruthers_ on Twitter. I'm going to go old school. And all things North East non-league on there.
good stuff. Well, Mark Rubbers, football writer from the northeast of England, a big, big thank you for joining us once again on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much.
And a big thank you to Mark Rubbers for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the MPL show. A big thank you as well to James and all the managers who've joined me for this week's podcast as well. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm in Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.